When it comes to how we view the world, most of us seem to fall into one of two categories, optimist or pessimist. Before you decide your optimistic or pessimistic state, did you know that either can be learned depending on which one you practice more? Studies show that optimism is only about 25% inheritable. So that leaves a large percentage of space for us to train our brains to develop a more optimistic outlook. This is, dare I say, optimistic news, because that means if you're someone who tends to see the negative in any given situation, there's hope to flip that script. If you are a pessimist by nature, this may be difficult to hear, but there are major advantages to becoming more optimistic. Science shows that those with an optimistic outlook have better cardiovascular health and a stronger immune system. They also earn higher incomes and have more successful relationships. So let's get started and become more open to optimism. Your next victory awaits. The pitch challenge today: consciously reframe scenarios in a positive light. Recognize when your mind defaults to negativity in any situation, and then purposely view the scenario again from a positive view. For example, if someone you value on your team is promoted to a different department or decides to take a new job, you might find your mind immediately going into panic mode. How will you replace such a solid talent? When will you have time to train someone new? If this happens, stop and reframe your thoughts to see the situation in a more positive lens. Maybe the team member's departure will make room for someone with new ideas and energy. Perhaps their departure will open up your budget to do more with your other team members. Or that person's departure may give you an opportunity to redefine or restructure the role. The more we train our brains to fire up more circuits in different regions of our mind, the more we will see the upside, and that negative news won't seem so devastating.